Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, Text Number 52. Ani Mad Yar Mahi Mad Bir Ajadya Bir Vibhuti Bi Chatur Vim Shakti Bi Tatvai Parita Mahad Adibi Anima Adyai. Headed by Anima. Mahi Madbi. By opulences. Aja Adibi. Headed by Aja. Vibhutibi. By potencies. Chatu Vimshatibi. 24 in number. Tadvai. By elements of the creation of the material world. Parita. All the Vishnu Murtis were surrounded. Mahat Adibi. Headed by the Mahatattva. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. All the Vishnumurtis were surrounded by the opulences, headed by Anima Siddhi, by the mystic potencies, headed by Aja, and by the 24 elements for the creation of the material world, headed by the Mahatattva. Purport. In this verse, the word Mahi Madhi means Aishvarya, or opulence. Supreme Personality of Godhead can do whatever he likes. That is his Aishvarya. No one can command him, but he can command everyone. Shat Aishvarya Purnam. The Lord is full in six opulences. The yoga siddhis, the perfection of yoga, such as the ability to become smaller than the smallest, anima siddhi, or bigger than the biggest, mahima siddhi, are present in Lord Vishnu. Shad Aishvarya Purno Ya Iha Bhagavan. Adi Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 1-3. The word Aja means Maya, or mystic power. Everything mysterious is in full existence in Vishnu. The 24 elements mentioned are the 5 working senses, Pancha Karmendriya, the 5 senses for obtaining knowledge, Pancha Jitendriya, the 5 gross material elements, Pancha Mahabhuta, the 5 senses, Pancha Tanmatra, the mind, Manas, the false ego, Ahankar, the Mahatattva, and the material nature, Prakriti. All 24 of these elements are employed for the manifestation of this material world. The Mahatattva is divided into different subtle energy categories, but originally it's called the Mahatattva. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhumir apanlo vayu kamano buddha evacha ahankara iti yame bina prakriti ashtada apreyam atastvamnya prakriti vidi meparam jiva bhuta mahabaho yedam dharyate jagat etad yanani bhutani sarvaniti padarya aham krishnasya prabhava prabhavas pralayas tata. That earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, these are my separated material energies. Separated because, just like Prabhupada gave the example that someone is speaking and it's being recorded, so the recording of what he said is separated. It's not different, but it's separated. So the material nature is Krishna's energy, but it's separated material energy. But it's not different from Krishna. Our material nature is a transformation of Brahman, Krishna's effulgence, and manifests itself, here it says, first as Mahatattva, and then from Mahatattva, different transformations take place. And one of the aspects of the Mahatattva, other three modes, material nature. And when the living entity comes in contact with material nature, he becomes conditioned by them. So we're living in Krishna's energy. Everything is being directed by Krishna. But because we're entangled in material nature, we don't understand that or realize it. So our only problem is not the material energy. Because material nature, as we perceive it, as we imagine it, doesn't really exist. In other words, we're imagining countries and bodies and so many different things. But this is all a product of our misconception. What we're perceiving is simply Krishna's Mahatattva divided into different categories, and which we're labeling them, just like Slovenia, or any country, even Romania, or America, or any country. It's just a mental concoction. There's no such thing as America or Slovenia. If you go into the above this Earth planet and look down, you won't be able to figure out where Slovenia starts and where it ends. And it's not that Slovenia is going to exist forever. None of these places are going to exist forever. The history, even historically, everything's just constantly changing as people's conceptions change. They just make artificial divisions and they say this is this place and this is that place, but it has nothing to do with reality. It has to do with the modes of material nature that we're under. Similarly, we may think we're a man or a woman or whatever we may think we are, but this is just a concoction because we're none of these things. Exactly as if we put on a red shirt, we think we're red. We are a red shirt. Who are you? I'm Mr. Red. But we're not Mr. Red. We're the person wearing the shirt. So similarly, none of us are these bodies. Our actual identity is completely different, but we're imagining that we are this particular identity. Similarly, we're imagining that things are not under Krishna's control, or how they're under Krishna's control. Therefore, kshetra kshetragya jnanam antara jnanachakshusha Bhuta Prakriti Moksham Cha Yevidara Yanti Te Puram. Anyone know what that means? Kshetram, what does Kshetram mean? Yes, the body. Kshetragaya. What does Agya mean? Agyana. So Kshetragyam. What's that? I can't hear you. Yes, the knower of the field of activities, the knower of the body. The actual knower is one who's conscious, Krishna conscious. But anyhow, to some degree or another, we know this, we're conscious of this body. Kshetra, kshetra, jnanam. So, jnanam. What's that? Knowledge. So one who knows the kshetram, the field of activities, and kshetra gya. So who are the knowers of the field of activity? These are real tough questions I'm asking. Who knows the field? I mean, yes, Krishna is one of the knowers, obviously. And who's the other knower? What's that? Sounds like you're doubtful. Are you aware of your body at all? Are you aware of your body? Am I talking to a ghost? What's that? Yes, of course. So there's the two knowers. The field, one of them is Krishna. He knows everything. And the other is ourselves. We know a little bit about our body. Just like that whatever that you ate last night, do you know where it is now? So we're only partially aware. Of course, if it makes a few sounds on the way, then become a little aware of it. Kshetra Kshetragana Jnanam Antara Jnana Chakshusha. What does Antara mean? Antaram. Kshetra Kshetragana Evam Antara Antaram. What's that?
At the end.
Yeah, at the end. No, actually, an antaram means the difference. Here it says difference. One who knows the difference between the field of activity and the two knowers of the field of activities. Antaram, the difference. Jnana Chakshusha. And how do you know the difference?
By the knowledge.
Put a couple of words together. Yeah, you got it right. Just put it together. Jnana, what is... What's that?
With the eyes of knowledge.
Yes, that's right. One who sees with the eyes of knowledge. Bhuta prakriti moksham ja. So, Bhuta means the living entity. And prakriti, from the material nature, moksham ja. So what does that mean? What's that?
Moksha is liberation.
Yes, moksha is liberation. So Buddha is the living entity, and prakriti is what?
Material.
And moksham?
Liberation.
So put the words together. Who gets liberated from the material energy?
The living entity.
Yes, so the living entity gets liberated from the material nature. So, kshetra, kshetragya, jnana, evam, antara, jnana, chakshusha, bhuta, prakriti, moksham, cha. So, how do you get liberated from the material energy? Mukunda, how do you get liberated from the material energy? Well, that's the standard. What does it say here in the verse? How do you connect with Krishna? What's the connection with Krishna?
The knowledge.
What kind of knowledge?
Spiritual knowledge.
About what?
The body.
And what else?
And the person.
What person?
Well, the Supreme
Person. And who else? We got a drift kind of. These verses in Bhagavad Gita are so nice because they're so simple. We just have to follow what it says and we'll become self-realized. But we fight every step of the way. Kshetra, the body. Kshetragaya, the proprietor of the body. The two, one is the soul and the other is the super soul. Evam antaram. The difference, jnana chakshusha. So by jnana chakshus, we can see the difference between the body and the owner of the body. That would be perfection, wouldn't it be? If we realized we were not the body and that Krishna was controlling everything, we wouldn't be having any more problems anymore. We wouldn't think we had any problems. Bhuta prakriti moksham cha. So then we'd get free from the material energy. From the material energy. And ye vidur yanti te param. What does param mean?
Supreme.
Yes, supreme. So then when we go, then when yanti, what does yanti mean? Yanti deva pracha devam pitri yanti pitri rata. Yanti. What does yantra mean?
Machine.
So yanti means it's the verb. So what's the verb? What is a machine used for? What is the machine when Krishna says, Ishvara sarabhutanam rideshe arjunati shtati brahmayan sarabhutani yantrudani maya. He's sitting on a machine which is brahmayan, which is what? What is the machine doing? What's that? Oh, that's not what it's doing. It's not translating. Brahmayan, what is Brahmayan? What is the machine doing that we're in?
Wandering.
Wandering, yes, it's wandering. So yanti, It's doing what? What is the machine doing? Yanti. It's doing yanti. Yat, like yatra comes from there. It means going. Gachati. I think there's a word in Hindi, gachati. So yanti, te is they. So vidu, those who, ye, those who, vidu, what? No, yes, one who know. Yanti, approach, go towards. Te, they, param, the Supreme. They go towards the Supreme, approach the Supreme. So what's the process of approaching the Supreme, according to this? I know it's too. It's very simple. But if we get the simple thing, then our lives will become simple, too. Kshetra Kshetragya Evam Antara Jnana Chakshusha Bhuta Prakriti Moksham Cha Ye Vidur Yantate Param. So Kshetra, what does Kshetra mean? What's that? We're always so doubtful. Jaya Dwaita Swami once wrote a book, I think it was a book or an essay, clear thinking and strong speaking. He said, if you, according to him at least, that if you, even if you don't know something, at least you should say it with conviction. Otherwise, yeah, so you have to say it with conviction. Not when I say what, when I say what, and you go field. Yes, it's the field. What's the field? Yes, the body. Kshetra, Kshetra, Agaya. Here is Agayar, but Prabhupada translated as the proprietor of the body. Kshetra, Kshetra, Agaya. Evam, Antaram, Jnana, Chakshusha. So isn't that what we're trying to do? See the difference between the field and the two owners of the field. And how to do it? By Antaram Jnana Chakshusha. We can see the difference through Jnana Chakshu. Bhuta Prakriti Moksham Cha. And then the soul gets free from material nature, if you can do that. Yevidur, by the knowledge, Yevidur, Yanti approaches Te Param, the Supreme. They approach the Supreme by cultivating Jnana Chakshu. Is that important to know? We're trying to see through the eyes of Bhagavad Gita. And here it tells us, if we do that, and then act according to it, of course we can't. If we, as soon as we stopped acting according to what we see, the Jnana Chakshus, then our knowledge is taken away. Our Jnana Chakshus is taken away. So, that eyes is, Krishna says, sarva-bhutastam atmanam sarva-bhutani chatmani ikshate yoga yuktatma saratra samadarshana. The true yogi observes me in all beings and sees every being in me. Indeed, the self-realized soul sees me, the same Supreme Lord, everywhere. Yomam pashati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashati tasyaham na pramashami na chanme na pranashati. And for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. So it's interesting, those are two verses. But what's the verse after that? Bhagavad Gita is, as Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, is a flow of nectar from Krishna's lips to Arjuna's ears. It's a flow of nectar. So it doesn't stop there. So does anyone know the previous verse? Does anyone know a chapter that verse was in? Take a guess, between 1 and 18. Don't say 19. Sarva bhutastam atmanam sarva bhutani chatmani ikshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshana. So what's the chapter 6? And the verse before that is a repetition of this, of another verse in chapter 6, actually. And it goes, how does it go? Yunjan nevam sadatmanam yogi vigata kamasha sukhena brahma samsparsham adhyatma sukhamashnute. Thus the self-controlled yogi constantly engaged in yoga practice becomes free from all material contamination and achieves the highest state of perfect happiness, transcendental loving service to the Lord. So how to come to that stage of seeing how Krishna is everywhere? See, the souls are everywhere, and the material, they're in the material nature, and Krishna is controlling everything. How to do that? Let me repeat the verse. Yunjan nevam sadatmanam yogi vigata kamasha. What does kamasha mean? Means sinful activities. Sinful. I think it's sinful. Kamashaha. All material contamination. So what's the secret of seeing everything properly? Doman. What's the secret of seeing everything properly? How can you see, realize jnana chakshush? What do you have to do? What does kamasha mean? Sinful, material contamination. So why don't we see things properly? Because we don't have glasses. Why don't we see things properly? Toshan Krishna Prabhu.
Because we don't separate owner of this body from the body. And then
why don't we do that?
Because what? We are under the material energy. The influence of material energy.
Yes, because we're under the material. That's right. We're under the material. We're contaminated. Our consciousness is contaminated. And so, how do we get free from that material contamination? Mukunda Dad. Mukunda Madhava.
The eyes of knowledge.
Well, when you get the eyes of knowledge, what do?
Probably engage in devotional service.
You probably. That's our problem. Yes. Thus, a self-controlled yogi constantly engaged in yoga practice becomes free from all material contamination and achieves the highest perfect state of happiness, transcend loving service to the Lord. So, Krishna said the same thing everywhere in Bhagavad Gita. Budhya vishuriya yukto. Is that right? Budhya vishuriya yukto. Jitatmana minyam yacha. Shabda din. That's the wrong one. Tad buddhya saratmanas tad nishtas tad parayana. Gachatnyapuna avritim jnana niduta kamashaha. Tad buddhyas tad atmanas tad nishtas tad parayanaha. Gachatnyapuna avritim jnana niduta kamashaha. One's intelligence, faith, mind, refuge, and are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of all misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation. Moksha. And what happens when you're liberated? What do you see? The next verse. Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Swapake Cha Pandita Samadarshanha. What does that verse mean?
The humble sage sees the cow, the all other animals and everyone with the equal vision. He sees the soul and super soul and everyone.
That's right. Good. right now. So the same thing is repeated throughout Bhagavad Gita in different ways so that we can try to understand that we're living in a big illusion because of our material contamination, and we're materially contaminated because we're not engaged in Krishna service. And therefore we're imagining, and what's that? What's the problem? Is that we think that this energy belongs to us, is our energy. And that's because we don't engage, when we engage in Krishna service, sincerely, with Jnana Chakshush, the right vision, the right understanding, then we realize it's all, we'll actually experience how it's all Krishna's energy. And he's the controller of everything. We're in the body and Krishna is with us. And in the next verse, after these two verses, Krishna says, Sarabhutastam Atmanam. No, he doesn't say that. He says, Sarabhutanitam Yomam Bhajanti Katmamastita Sarvatavatmano no peace Sayogi Mayavartate. That such, what is the translation? Such a yogi who engages in the worshipful service of the Supersoul, knowing that I and the Supersoul are one, remains always in me in all circumstances. So how do we, who gives us this Jnana Chakshush? What's that? And he's an instrument for who? You don't have to convince me. Yeah, he's in his Paramatma. He's, as it says, what does he say? See, Antaryami. Antaryami, and then there's the Shikshaguru ke te Shikshaguru ke te jani swarup. Antaryami Bhakta Shesa Se Dui Rup. So Guru Shiksha Guru Ke Ye that one should know that the Guru, the Shiksha Guru Ke Ye see, find this, go here, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 1, verse 47. Go. Shiksha Guru Ke Ta Jnani Krishnera Swarup Antaryami Bhakti Shesa Se Duirup. E Duirup. That one should know the instructing spiritual master to be the personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna manifests himself as the Supersoul and as the greatest devotee of the Lord. So, Antaryami, he gives us Jnana Chakshus. And when does Antaryami give us Jnana Chakshus? According to the Bhagavad Gita. What's that? No, it's not. I mean, hopefully the Guru is giving us Jnana Chakshus, but how do we actually get real Jnana Chakshus? What do we have to do in order to get it? It's not like just because. What's that? Blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. One should not only hear submissively, but one should get a clear understanding through submission, service, an inquiry. Yes. I can't hear you. Tadvidi pranipatena. Yes, that's right. But specifically in Tesham Sadatam Yukdanam Bhajantam Priti Purvakam Didami Buddha Yogam Tam Yena Mamupyantite. To those who are constantly devoted to worshiping me with love, then I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So devotional service is divided into two things. Constant devotion, constantly following the instructions, but with love, enthusiasm. So it's not only service, but it's also service with knowledge. And that knowledge is Buddha Yoga, the knowledge of love, loving service. How to perform love, how to do the right thing, but in the right consciousness. Chaitasya sarva karmani, maya sanyasya matvaraha, Buddha Yoga mupashitya, masita ksadatambhava. And all activities depend upon me, work always under my protection, and such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. So, Krishna is talking about himself there, his Paramatma. And he says that, first of all, as Prabhupada writes, that we should be aware of how everything belongs to Krishna. And then we should utilize these things under Krishna's directions, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And we should do it devotionally, with love, to please Krishna. And that's called, then the result is that we'll remember Krishna. That's called Krishna consciousness. Then if we become Krishna conscious, then in the consciousness of Krishna, we become free from all misconceptions. Moksham. Kshetra Kshetragaya Evam Antaram Jnana Chakshusha Bhuta Prakriti Moksham Cha Ye Vidura Yantite Puram. So there's a consistency in the philosophy. And if we read Bhagavad Gita seriously, at least Bhagavad Gita, then we'll be able to understand who we are, who Krishna is, what's going on, what we're supposed to be doing, and how we're supposed to be doing it. And the result is, we'll go back to the spiritual world to be with Krishna forever. And in this world, we'll be with Krishna too. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Toshin Krishna, you look like you're trying to ask a question, but you're struggling. So Prabhupada once said, study Bhagavad Gita very thoroughly. We think it's some kind of boring philosophy. I don't, you know, hear some stories or something. But actually it's, we have to not only read it, but we have to read it very carefully and try to assimilate it. Try to see how what Krishna is saying, but how he's saying it in different ways in different parts of the Bhagavad Gita. Then we'll become enthusiastic to read Bhagavad Gita. It'll always be new and fresh. And then gradually we'll be able to understand how to engage in devotional service in such a way is that Krishna will give us the intelligence to see things properly. It won't just be a theory, Bhagavad Gita. What did Sanjaya say at the end of the Bhagavad Gita? I wish I would have stayed awake, then I could have heard the Bhagavad Gita. What did Sanjaya say at the end of the Bhagavad Gita? What was his impression of hearing the Bhagavad Gita? What's that? I can't hear what you said. Not the last verse. The next to the two verses next to the last verse. Tatcha samsrita samsrita rupamadya bhutam hare vishmaye my maharajan rishami cha punak punak. In the repeated remembrance of this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, I'm taking pleasure, being thrilled at every moment. And remembering the wonderful form of Krishna, I'm becoming ever more struck with wonder, and I rejoice again and again. So what was that form of Krishna that Sanjaya was rejoicing? It was a universal form. It was wonderful. So the whole Bhagavad Gita is actually wonderful. Okay. Kala Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.